This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Congratulations, Shannon, our latest winner. She wins the Danielle Hunter autographed football. There you go. You come out with us each and every Thursday. You can win prizes. Hell, last year we were giving away tickets to games. So make sure you come out each and every Thursday for your chance to not just hang out with us, get you ready for a little Thirsty Thursday, enjoy everything from everything that Buffalo Wild Wings can offer and Bud Light. You can come out and win some things as well. First off, shout out to the staff here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Give them a hand. They've been fantastic. As well as our good people with Bud Light, the Bud Light girls, the Bud Light staff rolling around here. Give them a hand. They've been great as well. Shout out to Shay, our promo staff, our guy Matt, our engineer who's kept us here on the air, and Tyler, of course, back at the station holding it down and making it work as he always does every day. So we appreciate everything, and every day we appreciate how we're able to put together shows out here. Remember, coming up tomorrow, it is a Football Friday, our first Football Friday of the year, and we'll be in Sugar Land, Talliards, a great spot, great beer garden, great food in and out of the place. They've got their own beers, their own drinks there, and it should be a fun time. It is going to be a place to party. I think Dusty Baker may be there. Probably not, but
he's wearing one of his shirts.
It could be there. Why not lie? Dusty Baker should be there. Nolan Ryan as well. I'm kidding.
Doing the World Series.
I'll come out there to roll out there. But no, we'll be out there having a good time tomorrow, 2 to 6. Come hang out with us as we get Football Friday going tomorrow. All right, Clint. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They get together for an hour. 6 to 7, no Area 45 tonight. I know that pisses some of you all off. No Area 45 tonight, but you will be able to catch the coverage of Thursday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One. Week one starts. Cowboys-Eagles. We'll have that right after Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. So stay tuned for that. All right, Clint. This was C.J. Stroud yesterday, and I know – This jumped out. My guy, let's go Astros, see if they can finish off the Yankees. He's ready to go. But C.J. Stroud, this is what he said when he was asked the question, how does the new offensive scheme under Nick Caley, how does this make a better fit for you personally as a player? Here is C.J. Stroud with his response to that.
It's a lot of different ways. I feel like a lot of times the NFL, from what I've learned, is like a lot of coaches or teams try to make like the player fit the scheme instead of the scheme fitting the player. I think it's sometimes a good thing because you get to challenge yourself to try new things. But also, I think you should come in and try to have the scheme fit the players in a way, just because, you know, like, you're really, there's some certain guys are really good at X, Y, and Z, not good at A, B, and C. And I think, like, there's a balance you need to have to, like, challenge yourself to try new things, but also doing things that, you know, you're already naturally good at. So this offense does a good job at that, of, like, doing things that guys are naturally good at, but also challenging to try new things. So.
All right, Clint, your thoughts after hearing his description when asked how he sees this scheme fitting his offense.
Look, I think the biggest concern with the Texans this year is the offensive line. I think the second biggest concern is Nick Caley and the fact that he's never called plays. And on that Nick Caley front, one of the things that gives me a little bit of a pause around Nick Caley is that every time somebody in this organization is asked about Nick Caley or his offense, one, they lead with juice and energy, and two, they can't ever explain what makes this offense different. What makes this offense a better fit for you as the Texans quarterback? That was word salad if I've ever heard it from CJ Stroud. And the only point there is I would think at this point CJ would be able to, if it were true, I would think that CJ would be able to answer that question thoroughly and very, very specifically, and that was the exact opposite. And so, again, I don't care about CJ answering a question or not, but just one more for me, one more feather in the cap of doubt, if you will, about Nick Caley and what this offense is going to look like. You know, I've been to practice. I've listened to all the audio. Yep. And I feel like I could answer that question 10 times better than CJ did.
You think he is being vague and he doesn't want to, I think
they've been fed lines. I think they've been fed the juice and energy. I think they've been fed the we're going to get playmakers the ball in space, and I think they've been fed constantly that you know, we're going to put you in position to play to your strengths, not your weaknesses. And I think that's getting regurgitated instead of just, hey man, you know, here's the deal. I mean, CJ Stroud, it's very simple. How does this offense fit you better than the last offense did? It's easy. My entire career, I've always had command at the line of scrimmage. I've always had the ability to communicate at the line of scrimmage and get things right and protect myself. I've got that in Nick Caley's offense. The tight end position was really important to me my rookie year. And Nick Caley, being a former tight ends coach and his history there, his experience coaching tight ends, he's allowed me to work better with the tight end group and make those guys better. We've heard D'Amico Ryans talk about the top of the route with the tight ends, right? It just, Nick Caley has made a big difference with these tight ends, and I just love throwing to these guys, and we got great chemistry. There's the communication piece, not CJ communicating, but the ease of communicating whatever verbiage it is that Nick Caley's installing. That's there. That's more quarterback friendly.
Yeah.
There's just so much low hanging fruit that is real. It's real. I mean, tangible evidence that it's mind blowing that nobody seems to be able to communicate that.
Yeah. No. It is interesting. At least though, we do see. We can at least with our eyes see a difference and a change in how it could be a better thing, as you've listed up.
The emphasis on the run game, right? The emphasis on the run game is going to allow me to do some of the play action stuff and stretch the field the way that I've done in the past, and I know I can do. We're going to do it more efficiently with this emphasis on play action. I mean, there's a ton of things that Nick Caley appears, you know, in theory, based on what we've heard and seen, that is very quarterback friendly and that you would think would be a great fit for CJ Stroud. The talking points that seem to be communicated are interesting. And for me, just as a fan, it kind of puts me in a spot of like, man, is Nick Caley really doing these things? Is CJ Stroud really going to have more control at the line of scrimmage? Is CJ Stroud really going to?
Because they can't really articulate what it is.
Are they going to give it to him? Does he want it? Is that really something that he does well and they trust him with already? Like it draws me to a spot where I start questioning some things of like, really, how long is it going to take for this thing to become more CJ Stroud friendly?
Yep. All right, as we continue here live here on the drive here at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Cypress, before we get up out of here, you know what time it is. T-Mill's best bets. Yesterday, he went 3-for-4. Only the Cubs screwed him over. Won big money there with Yordan Alvarez getting two hits. there from it. Your best bets tonight, T-Mill, is I'm sure it'll have a lot to do with football being back.
Hell yeah, it is. It's our first slate of NFL picks. I've been waiting on this, well, since the Super Bowl, whenever I was a degenerate and betting
on
that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hell yeah, man. We got football back. Week one begins tonight. I mean, it is the crappy-ass Cowboys, but it is a really good Eagles team, too, in this game tonight on Thursday Night Football on Amazon. And I got four best bets for you.
Okay.
I'm on the under. Now, I don't know what it's at now, if it's shifted or not, but when I placed my bet, I got under 49 points scored in this one at minus 135 odds between the Eagles and the Cowboys. Like that bet a whole lot.
Okay.
I'm also on Philadelphia in the first half. Their first half total, the Eagles, over 13.5 points. For those scoring at home, that would be two touchdowns with the extra points. That would get you money. And then two player props to finish things out on our first Thirsty Thursday of the year. Jalen Hurts, the Channel View kid, over 36.5 rushing yards for him tonight. And then George Pickens for the Cowboys, over 4.5 receptions. I expect Dak to be throwing quite a bit this evening. I think he'll knock 4.5 out pretty quick. Those are your four best bets. Follow the money.
God, that Eagles first half total, that looks pretty easy.
Right?
Seems low against that defense, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And what they did last year. The only one that I'm – well, we'll see what George Pickens – well, he should, but he can be real feast or famine, at least in Pittsburgh, the way they use him.
He's dropped two or three, too, now.
Yeah, but it seemed like – and in Pittsburgh, and maybe it changes, he just seemed to run the same just go routes. And – almost like DK Metcalf, and it would be really low percentage, and he'd have them weird games where they have three catches. So we'll see.
Real quick, the only one from, I gave some false information. I want to clear it up. Damn, it's not on Amazon tonight, where you normally find Thursday Night Football. It's going to be on NBC and Peacock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Cox got it with NBC tonight. What? That's what they call it. I was watching the Cox last night. Started Bel Air. I know I'm late. But man, they had me going for a couple of hours last night. But no,
is
it'll
that
be
what
good.
Made you wear the most sexy drawers today?
I tell you, it might have. No, yeah. I told you, it was them or the jockstrap, and I decided not to go with the jockstrap. All right, that's T Mill's best bets. We'll get you some money tonight, as he's been hot here of late. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. The whole staff here, great job. Shout out to Ariante Ursary for joining us. At some point in the show, if you're looking for around
3 times.
Around 4 o'clock is when he joined. He joined us three times. You're right, three different times he joined us today. So pick out which one it was. It was a good time to be had. Clint, Tyler, I am Ron. The show, Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Always seems need to get back and get you some matching draws.
I found some underwear that I like, and I'm sticking with it.
He couldn't let draws come out, could he? He said, I got some underwear.
He said he walked around. He started it, and then he said,
hell with it. I'm going to stick with underwear.
Hair thieves, baby.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.